I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Here is Representative Brian Fitzpatrick, who has to deal with this type of mess every day down there in Congress, here to talk about impeachment and other things. Representative Brian, thank you. Thanks for joining us. I'll clue you in on what we're talking about. You may remember this. You may have voted on it. Congress voted unanimously to fund this nonprofit Victims of Communism Memorial Day Foundation. You aware of that?
I'm not.
Okay. And yesterday in the State House here, we had 30 Democrats that voted against a resolution to say November 7th, which the president and the Congress will honor Victims of Communism Day. They objected to that. That's the world we're in right now. It's pretty surprising.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you see what's going on down here in D.C. It's not a good situation, Dom, at all.
Well, absolutely. Now, I see the local media, Philly.com, they're trying to work you over a little bit. You know, how can Fitzpatrick stand on this impeachment inquiry type of thing? They're looking at the papers today. What's your sense of what's happening right now around this? And take us inside exactly what the Democrats are proposing.
Well, the resolution, the text of the resolution came out yesterday, and the whole process, Dom, has been completely disjointed. And I want to take everyone back to where the analysis ought to start. You know, go back to Federalist Paper 65 to try to get inside the intent of the founders as to what impeachment was designed to do.
Mm-hmm.
I believe it was the original word was maladministration. That word got struck because it was too loose, and they came up with bribery, treason, high crimes, and misdemeanors. Alexander Hamilton warned of exactly what's happening now, that impeachment be used as a political weapon rather than as an option of last resort. And if you look at historical precedent, and you know the two instances in my lifetime, one being Nixon, the other being Clinton, and we'll go back to the most recent one, which was Bill Clinton, where you had a law enforcement investigation, law enforcement found facts, developed evidence of criminal activity. It was then put on the floor for an inquiry vote. 31 Democrats voted for the inquiry. It was bipartisan. It was put in the Committee of Jurisdiction, which is judiciary, full, transparent, open hearings, examination, cross-examination of witnesses, television cameras were allowed in the room. It was an open process. And that's not what we have now. And it's very
And Brian, I remember that too. And if you want people to buy in and actually get excited to follow this stuff, it was high drama because we actually saw Butterworth when he said, oh, you know, there are tapes and things of that nature. So if you want to really educate the public and drive this in the right way, that's exactly what you do.
Yeah. And listen, everybody wants to find facts, but we want to be able to rely on facts and not on what we're dealing with now. And I will tell you, Dom, just as Exhibit A of the flaw of the process, I'm on one of the committees of jurisdiction. It's Foreign Affairs. There's only three committees that are being given access to the what they call SCIF, the secure area, to be able to sit in on these depositions. Obviously, we're prohibited from discussing the details of
sure
what goes on in there. But what I can tell you, Dom, in the sessions that I've been in, there's not a single word of classified information being discussed at all, which is the purpose of a SCIF.
Would you say that again? I want to slow down and underline that because we're not seeing that in the media. That is a big tell that you just said there. You're actually in the room and it's not classified material, at least that you're involved in. So again, why in the world the ruse of having to be secretive about this?
Well, that's one of the big questions.
Yeah.
It's a problem. And I think you and your listeners can speculate as to why they have it in the SCIF. And you know, as we're leaving and we're being admonished not to speak about the contents, which we don't, and I don't. But then you wake up the next day and you read the paper and you see selected, cherry-picked information that got leaked to the press. The whole process is flawed. It really is, and it's unfortunate because I've said this previously, Dom. The most significant thing we can do in the house is to declare war and to send somebody's children into battle. Right beneath that is to impeach a president and overturn the results of an election. And the process ought to be taken very seriously and very somberly, and it's not. It is very, very partisan, very political, and it's very disappointing to see.
I hear you. And look, I know that everything that you do, as much as you try, not just you, but others, politics is politics. Some of that's going to creep in. But it just seems to me what you said there about nothing being classified, that this is almost wholly political rather than around the edges. You know, both parties do their thing. And some of that is always going to be there. This is wildly out of kilter from that. So the vote happens tomorrow. It appears that Democrats have the votes. Is that your sense?
Well, they did a whip check yesterday. My hunch is that there won't be any Republicans voting for it. The question is, are there any Democrats voting against it? And that I don't know the answer to.
I think Jeff Van Drew, that's been his pledge, and I think he might stick to it. What does that do, even if there are one or two that don't vote for it? What kind of signal does that send?
Well, it's more inside baseball stuff down here. I mean, I don't know what it means to the public, but they tend to put a pretty big premium on that, you know, as far as the whip staff goes, about whether a vote was bipartisan or not for messaging. But, you know, mm-hmm. substantively, I don't think it makes a big difference. What makes a difference substantively is whether it passes or not, which it will. Again, I mean, we're over a month into this process now, and now they're putting it on the floor. The whole process has been disjointed. Been very partisan, and that's a problem for anything you take up. It'd be a problem for a budget. It's especially a problem when the subject at hand is impeaching a president.
So under this, if this goes through, then okay. The next will be the calling of witnesses, but Republicans will not have any subpoena power, as I understand it. Everything will go through Schiff. Well, what's your sense of why Nancy Pelosi continues with him? Because I think politically, he's a bad face for this. Nadler or somebody else would be a better face. He's already been so involved in this. It's going to be hard to have buy-in for him to be serious and solemn about this.
Yeah, again, I mean, credibility is very important, and the process matters. And the process has been very partisan and has not been designed to find facts and uncover the truth. I could speculate as to why she has given him primary jurisdiction, because most of what they do is in the skiff. It's outside mm-hmm. of the views of the cameras, and you know, and they can selectively cherry pick information coming out of the deposition, leak it to the press, and try to change public opinion, because I think that's a lot of what's going on here, Dom. I suspect that it was not put on the floor originally because public support was not there for it. But what they're doing is they're basically trying to try this in the court of public opinion, shift the poll numbers so that it's less perilous of a vote for her swing district majority makers.
Now,
that's what I suspect.
Now, across the area, you're one of the lone holdouts, you and potentially Van Drew, as I said. And yet, when I talk to people, and look, I have a political agenda. I know I'm trying to factor that in and get to what's really happening. I don't see suburban Philadelphia gung-ho on this at this point, that this is the thing that they want you guys and women to be most tied up for the next 2 or 3 months or so.
We have an oversight role on all matters, which is an important responsibility. But what you're right, Dom, what they don't want us doing is shutting down Congress, you know, for one issue. And, you know, this is one of the reasons why, and, you know, I'm a career FBI agent. We get criminal referrals all the time. That's where this stuff belongs. If somebody makes an allegation, send it, mm-hmm. make a referral to law enforcement, and then take it out of the realm of politics and allow us to do our work here. But they've turned this whole process into a three-ring circus. And not only is it bad on this issue itself and the credibility of the process, but it's also taking all the oxygen out of the room, and we're not dealing with anything else. You know, USMCA infrastructure, all the things that really do matter in people's lives and that people want us to be working on.
Thank you for carving out some time to come on today. To be continued, Representative. Thank you very much.
You got it, sir. Thank you.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.